This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
Friends, the writer of the Psalms says, "We spend our years as a tale that is told," in Psalm 90 and verse 9. The story of life never grows old. It holds the rapt attention of all who hear it. Just the simply told story of a man's journey from the cradle to the grave is one of the most interesting stories ever told. At birth, every person begins this journey, and he has no choice as to whether or not he will complete it. He cannot stop and stand still to enjoy the interesting places along the way. He cannot turn back and go the other way. There are no other roads to travel, and there are no detours around the hard places. The course we travel is time, and each day cuts off some of the distance. Awake or asleep, we travel on. We cannot stop this side of eternity. Life is a voyage. Time is the sea. The Bible is the compass, and Jesus is the pilot. There is only one ship going where we want to go, and that is the church Jesus purchased with his own blood. There are many other ships in the harbor waiting to take people where they do not really want to go. Some try to cross the ocean of time and reach heaven without any ship. But this is like trying to swim from New York to Liverpool. For each person, there is only one trip from time to eternity. Paul was so serious about this matter that he said, "Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy," in Acts chapter 20 and verse 24. If one had the opportunity after death to return to earth and live again in order to correct the mistakes he made on the first trip, the matter would not be quite so serious. But no one has ever done such a thing, and there is no provision for it. So many people waste time and pervert their probationary period of time on this old earth. They live without any depth of thought concerning the true purpose of life. When we face God in the day of judgment, the days of life will stand before us just as we lived them. Our years, like the pages of a book, will be filled up with our thoughts and our words and our deeds. Some of us are traveling the last mile of the way. We have lived nearly as long as the Bible promises us life on earth. We look back and wonder at the brevity of life. James asks the question, "For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away," in James chapter 4 and verse 14. Job said, "Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble," Job 14 and verse 1. He also said, "My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle," in Job chapter 7 and verse 6. Friend, how are you using your days? How are you using your time on this earth? The psalmist also said, "So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom," Psalm 90 and verse 12. If you are not a Christian, you need to believe the gospel, repent of your sins, confess your faith that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and be baptized into Him for the remission of your sins. If you have done those things in times past, but have drifted away from Christ and back into the world and back into sin, you need to repent, confess your sins to God, and ask His forgiveness. We stand ready to help you. Just let us know anytime, night or day. Our time is up. Until next time, may God bless you as you continue to study His divine will.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.